Trumas Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet. Saw Truma Tameh Shanaf Lameh Asar Truma Tahira. Here you have a saw of Truma that's Tameh that falls into 100 saws of Truma, not Chulin. Truma that's Tahar. So you have Tameh versus Tar, but they're both Truma. Bishamay Oisrim Veshilam Matirin. Bishamay Asr Veshilam Matir. Amru Beshilal Beshamay. Hoyul Utahira Asur Lazarim. Utameh Asur Lakohanim. Since Truma that's Tahar is Asr for non Kohanim, and Truma that's Tameh is Asr for Kohanim, meaning they're both Asr, they both have that common denominator. Matahira Oila Aftameh Atala. Just like when you have 100, it's Mevatal when they're both Tahar. Meaning, if you have Truma Tahira, that's 1, and 100 of Chulin Tahirim, that's 100, it's Mevatel, Af Temeya Sa'ale. So too, when they're both Truma, and the issue is not Truma versus Chulin, but rather the issue is Tuma versus Tara, so too, the Tameh would be Tala. It would be, the Tar would be Mitzdarf to be Mevatel the Tameh. And you can take out the one that's Tameh, just like you would take out the Truma in the other case. Amru lehem Beishamai lo. Beishamai says no. Im helu hachulin akal hamutarim lazarim es hatahira. So Beishamai is saying that we understand that when chulin, which is when there's 100 of chulin that's tar, that's mutter for non-kohanim, es hatahira, the 100 chulin is mevatel truma tahira. So the thing that's being mevatel, the one, the 100 is something that's mutter to zarim, mutter to non-kohanim. Would you then say, Beishamai says, would you then say that Truma, that's Chomer and it's Aser for non-Kohanim, meaning Truma's more Chomer, Mehechitesi, that Truma has this ability to be Mevatel something else. So how can this 100 of Truma that's Chomer, that's Aser to non-Kohanim, how can this power be Mevatel as Hatmeya? How can be Mevatel Truma that's Tameh? Now the Rav says that Beis Hillel actually countered and said to Beishamai the following logic. But Truma that's Tahar, if you focus on what is being absorbed, the one Truma that's Tahar, so that's a Chiv and Misa by non-Kohanim, and yet we see that Chulin is Mevatalit. So when you focus on the one, not the pile, but when you focus on the one, it actually comes out that we're saying Bittel even by the most Chomer case. Because Truma to Truma, which is Tameh and Tar, which is the case in question in this Mishnah, is not as Chomer, because the worst Aveir that a Kohen gets for eating Truma Tameya is an Isser Aseh. So to nullify something that is an Isser Loisase and a Chi of Misa, we say Bittel works. So all the more so we should say it by an Isser Aseh. And Beishamai was actually Moedit to Beisila. So it comes out that everybody would agree that by Tuma and Tara, which is an issue of an Isser Aseh or not to a Kohen, of course it should be Mevatalit. By the way, the Mefarshim explain here, this is the only time you'll ever find anywhere, the Rambam brings this, that this is the only time the Gemara says that Beishamai were Chayzer to the words of Beis Hillel. So la'achar shahodu, the Mishnah continues. So after now, the Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Terem v'tisaref. So now, what does everybody hold? Rabbi Eliezer says, everybody holds that what you would have to do is treat it like Truma Tameya, Rabbi Eliezer Lashita. So you take out that one that fell in, which is Truma Tameya, and you burn it. V'chachamim Oimrim avda b'mi'uta. The Chachamim say that since everything is Truma here, both what fell in, which is Truma Tameya, and what the pile was, which is Truma Tahira, you wouldn't even need to take anything out, because the whole thing's going to the Kohanim anyway. So this one saw that's truma tameya that became absorbed and it's lost in its miut, and because of that you can eat the whole pile and you don't even have to take out one, because the whole reason you take out one in the past, according to the chachamim, was not to steal from the kohanim, but you're not stealing because the kohanim eating the whole thing anyway. And the Rav says the halacha is like the chacham.